Title: Writing with One Chord That Actually Works. Beginner: Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's do something that sounds impossible at first, but is actually one of the most useful tricks in drum and bass. We're going to write a rolling D&B section using one chord. No chord progression, no fancy changes, just one chord color, but we'll make it feel like it evolves, like it has sections, like it tells a story. And once you get this, your I don't know what chords to use problem gets way smaller, because you'll realize, in D&B, harmony can stay still while everything else moves. Let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Create three tracks. One MIDI track called chord pad slash stab. One MIDI track called bass. And one track for drum rack. And then add two return tracks if you don't have them already. Return A will be reverb. Return B will be delay. On return A, drop in hybrid reverb. Start with a plate or hall. Set the decay somewhere around 2 to 3.5 seconds. Put a little pre-delay, like 15 to 30 milliseconds. And here's the big one. Low cut the reverb. Aim around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps the low end from turning into soup. On return B, put echo. Turn sync on. Set it to eighth notes or quarter notes. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Then filter it. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Clean delay. No rumble. Cool. Now the chord. You want a chord that can loop for ages without feeling like it's begging to resolve. In D&B, minor and suspended flavors are perfect because they're moody and flexible. We're going to use D minor 9, but we're not going to play it the normal way. Instead, we're using a rootless voicing. That means we don't play the root note D in the chord. We let the bass own that job. This is a huge D&B move. So on your chord track, create a MIDI clip, one bar or two bars long, and enter these notes in a mid register. F3, E3, C4, E4, that's D&B 9 color without the root. It's airy, it's emotional, and it leaves space underneath for the sub. Now let's make a sound for it. We'll start with a pad, because it's the easiest way to hear the harmony and the vibe. Load Waveatable on the chord track. Initialize it so it's a blank starting point. Set oscillator 1 to a basic saw. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount moderate, around 20 to 35%. We want width, not instant super saw chaos. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Set it somewhere in the 1.2 to 3 kHz range to start, and add just a touch of drive. Now the amp envelope. Give it a tiny bit of attack, like 15 to 40 milliseconds, so it doesn't click, and set release around 1.5 to 3 seconds so it breathes. After that, add chorus ensemble. Keep it gentle, amount around 20 to 35%, slow rate. This helps the chord feel wide and expensive without needing third-party plugins. Then EQ8. High pass the chord, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Don't be shy here. Beginners almost always leave too much low end in the chord, and that's how your sub disappears. If it feels boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz, just a little. We're not doing surgery, we're clearing space. Now send the chord to return a reverb around 10 to 25%. You can adjust later. Loop it. Listen for a second. This is your one chord. This is the identity. Now here's the secret. The trick isn't actually one chord. It's one chord color. Meaning we stay in D&B 9-ish land, but we can change voicings, drop notes, change rhythm, change brightness, change texture. The listener hears one consistent musical world, but it still feels like it progresses. Let's make it progress. First method, voicing changes. Duplicate your chord clip so you have a few bars. Then make variations by moving the chord tones around without changing the note set. Variation 1 stays as F3, E3, C4, D4. Variation 2. Move it up. A3, C4, E4, F4. Variation 3. C4, E4, F4, A4. Notice what's happening. The top note changes and the ear treats that like forward motion. It feels like new harmony, but it's really just a new presentation. Teacher tip here. Don't change voicing every single bar forever. That can feel random. A really clean D&B approach is, hold one voicing for 4 bars, then switch for the next 4. That creates phrases, like sentences in a conversation. Second method, top note hook. Keep the pad sustaining, but add a second MIDI clip or a second MIDI track that only plays single notes pulled from the chord tones. Use E, F, A, or C in the upper register. Do something simple rhythmically. Even 2 or 3 notes repeating can feel like a hook. This is how you get song logic without touching a chord progression. Third method, filter automation, fake progression. Put auto filter on the chord track, even if Wavetable already has a filter. Ableton automation is your best friend here. In the breakdown or intro vibe, keep the cutoff low, like 300 to 800 Hz. Then as you build toward the drop, slowly open it up into the 2 to 6 kHz range. Add a little resonance if you want tension, but keep it tasteful. Too much resonance turns your pad into a whistle. Now let's bring in the bass. Because in D&B the bass line is often what provides the journey even when the harmony stands still. Create your bass MIDI track. For the sub layer, load operator. Oscillator is set to sine. Set the amp envelope so it's tight or sustained depending on your taste. For a beginner roller pattern, you can keep sustain up and control note lengths in MIDI. Or you can make it more plucky by lowering sustain and using decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Add EQ8 and low pass the sub around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it pure. Now write a bass pattern that mainly hits D as home, but uses notes from the chord color as movement. D, F, B, C, B. Here's a coaching concept that changes everything. Choose one feature tone per phrase. In DM9 color, E, the 9, feels brighter and more hopeful. C, the flat 7, feels heavier and more grounded. So you might emphasize E more in the build, then emphasize C more in the drop. Same chord, different emotional center. This audio version is shortened for playback.